That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Thanks again, Hank. As always, it's wonderful to have you on board, son. Welcome, listeners, here to the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Community Podcast. We've got heaps to talk about. The big Super Coach opens up on Wednesday, and I am cock-a-hoop. How are you, Higo?
Very well, thank you, Jock. Wednesday, did you say?
It's Wednesday, just this coming Wednesday.
Okay, I'll have to cancel my online bridge game.
Crouching Tiger, how are you, mate?
Welcome.
Looking well, looking happy, up and about.
Thank you, I come from beach today. I catch squid from Rosebud Pier.
Oh, good on you, mate. It sounds like a good day. And you ready for Wednesday as well?
Yes, yeah? I very ready.
Excellent. Yes, Supercoach, the site will open on Wednesday for registrations. We're all ready for that now. Higo, you are a beauty, mate. You are a bloody beauty.
Yes, thank you. My mother often says that.
Yes, well, what I'm talking about is the Higginator that you have offered the community and we've got up there on the website. The Supercoach team builder, you have obviously burnt the midnight oil from both ends getting that one ready, and thank you very much indeed.
Very happy with the feedback. Thank you.
We thank you, Higo. That's magnificent. Now, what we will be talking about today, we'll be looking at some breakout players, but also those fallen angels, shall we say, who have come in at a bargain price. I suppose it's a bit like finding a needle in a hayride sometimes, finding that awesome breakout player. We've got a few to go on with here.
Yes, I actually posted a page dedicated to mid-price breakouts, Jock. Do you not recall this?
Well, that's the focus of this. I certainly do recall it, mate. And we'll talk about one of the first you popped up there, Dan Connors from the Richmond Football Club.
Yes. Having followed Daniel for a few years now, excellent disposal, hit upon hard times, hit upon being the operative word. I think at 269,200, he is definitely one worth considering.
Look, in my book, mate, he played 3 games last season, and of those 3, only averaged 50.
Injury,
yeah, and with injury comes risk, and for mine, that injury tendency, together with the fact that he's a bit of a loose cannon, gets himself in brawls. I think I'll count him out this year.
Silence! This guy's a very good friend with Mr. Daniel.
Dan Connors.
Ah, Daniel's son.
Yeah, good on you.
Daniel's son ring me last season before cotton game. He very sad. He say, I wear yellow jacket. I wear funny jacket. I the sub in round one.
No.
This make me angry. So, crouching device strategy. I ring Mr. Nathan Foley, and I invite him down to Springvale for special pork roll. I say, you eat this.
Yeah.
Eat this, Nathan. This make you run very fast. Little he know, I mean run fast toilet.
Oh, jeez, we've heard a few stories about those pork rolls. They're bloody beautiful, huh?
Yes, so this work very good. I think Daniel's son play many games this year.
I'll have a look at him at the NAB, but if that's a no for mine. For mine, you can't change spots on an old dog. I'm not saying he's a dog, just a bit of a loose cannon, that's all. Then you moved on to Zach Tuohy at 259 grand in Supercoach.
Yes. Zach fits my perfect mould for breakout, and that is third season, good team on the rise, and showed late season form.
And he's also up on the forums. He's in the a lot of the Carlton fans' best 22 along the back line there. Love a good Irishman. I'll definitely have an eye on him in the net. I'd want to watch him in at least 2 games, mate. ask me why.
Why, Jock?
To be sure.
Okay.
Okay, let's skittle on. He also had a write up about young Patrick Dangerfield from the Adelaide Crows there, Higo. You see him as a bit of a potential breakout.
Yes. Not a lot of people know that he is, in fact, the grandson of the late Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, he's a beauty, is he really?
Yes. This has affected his football somewhat.
That explains a few things.
What do you mean, Jock?
Well, apparently he's a bit of a... Rodney Dangerfield was a pants man. Apparently the old Paddy Dangerfield, he's got a reputation as a bit of a lady slash pants man.
Yes.
Plays with his head down. That could be just so that he keeps his eye on the pill and not on all the Sheilas in the crowd. He could be a goer.
Ah, this makes sense to me now.
It does make sense, doesn't it? And also, I want to go down and catch the old bus over to Adelaide to watch the old training session. Caught up with Neil Craig a few times. That's Neil Craig, ex-coach of the Adelaide Football Club, and I, Jock Reynolds, would go over and meet up with him.
You know this man?
Oh, I've been in the industry for...
Craigo?
Craigo? He's a good bloke. Pretty stern, but he's got one of those dry humours, you know? I was sitting there having a yarn at Craigo, watching the boys. And old Paddy Dangerfield would stop and... I think they called out something like, get your hands on the ball, and he'd stop and say, "Hands on the ball? I spend most of my times with my hands on the ball." Must be the old Rodney Dangerfield coming out in him.
I actually heard him say, "Pass the ball directly to my titties."
Well, mate, it's starting to make a bit of sense now. But in all honestly, he didn't score above 100 in his last 7 games last year. But in his 4th season, he's upped his average by 12. Oh, I wouldn't write him off at all. People are dying like hotcakes out there to write him off, but I think this raging bull is going to be a champion point scorer.
The word is that he has finally tuned his body to become a running machine this year.
Looking forward to having a look at him now. Okay, let's go on to Alan Dydak next there, Higa.
Yes, thank you, Jock. His name backwards actually says Cadid. Now, you may not be aware of this, but Cadid is Hebrew for onion.
Fair dinkum. Onion.
This tells me that he will be a very important ingredient in my side this year.
Yeah, what about chili? I like chili better than onion.
Well, Dydak, I've been watching him very closely. They're training him down at Collingwood through the midfield and up forward. But I'll give you the big whisper. Marty Clark's tipped to take on Leon Davis's role down sweeping across the half-back line. The big whisper coming out is that Alan Dydak will be waxing with Marty Clark, and that could be a lucrative position.
Yeah, this good, Jock. You know very lot about football.
Well, I don't think that was ever in doubt there, Crouching, but thanks for chiming in anyway, mate.
Where did you play, Jock?
Played down at the Kringle Bulls, mate. 927 games down there. They were trying to get me down to play for the Saints and some other clubs, but it was all about the grassroots for me, always has been, mate.
Does this explain your funny hands?
I think I broke them 23 times. I've just got the 3 operational fingers on the left hand and the 3 on the right, and that's all I need.
How about you come down and 10-pin bowl with me sometime, mate?
Well, I've got enough fingers, haven't I? I've got just enough. Okay, enough tomfoolery. Let's move on to Ryan Bastinac. You keen on Ryan Bastinac? Probably a good breakout. I'm not a big fan, but you can see a bit in the kit.
Absolutely. Ryan Bastinac is the other third-year breakout player I definitely have my eye on. Basti, or the Basted Chicken, is another third-year player. I cannot underestimate the importance of the third-year player.
He's a good young kangaroo. He's just at that awkward price of 377.
No, Jock. Let me finish. My data has revealed the third-year trend and its derivation comes from, believe it or not...
So you're saying in the third year you're likely to become a derivative?
No, Jock, in the third year, a player can play unhindered from any jokes about genitalia.
You probably got big boys in your mind after last week.
This is crazy. Hmm. 3 is my lucky number. When I go Crown Casino, I always put 0-3 split. Either 0 or 3. Very lucky number. That's why breaker, not this shower genital nonsense.
I suppose with these three, since I've had three fingers, I've been working magic with these hands as well. It must be something lucky then. I just reckon, he's at that awkward price. I mean, he might break out. I've got no doubt he's a good player. And he might make you a bit of cash, but not enough to be wrapped with how much money you'll make off him. And he won't be good enough. Hang on, mate, hang on. You've had your say. I don't think he'll be good enough to make that premium lock at the end of the year. He's sort of neither here nor there. And also, he's a bit green behind the ears, somewhat.
Ryan Pasternak has just been given number 3 Brady Rolling Jumper.
That's significant. That is more than significant. He is in my team.
Okay, well, let's go on to Kane Lucas. There's been a lot of banging going on down at the...
Third year
again, is he? Well, you'll pick him up for only about 224k in Supercoach. What do you think about him, Higo?
I like him a lot. His disposal, his running. I really feel it is time for him crack into that 22, comfortable in the change rooms.
Another risk for mine. He might have chances if he can stay on the field, but he's got bad hammies, trouble, back trouble.
You watch Nap Cup. You watch Nap Cup him.
I can't wait for the Nap boys. Oh, I cannot wait. I'm quite rigid about that actually. Okay, into the forward boys. Jackie Rewalt, Richmond. Here you go. Speak.
Purely for his team and his potential. Jock?
Yeah, okay. No doubt. Good player.
I have forecasted a breakout year for Richmond. He has played under duress, still scoring reasonably well. Unhindered. Could potentially be the premium forward.
There's a couple of things I've got on Jack Rewalt. He won't be in my starting team. He's had finger, hip and ankle surgery. He won't have a full pre-season. He'll be under the weather. I'll probably look for a price drop in Jack Rewalt and swoop on him mid-season if it comes to that. But character's very important to me, and Jack Rewalt to mine. He's got loose lips. And as they always say, loose lips spoil the broth. Jury's out.
Fair call, Jock.
Okay.
He's in my team.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
He walk like... David Hasselhoff sometime. Like, just come off pitch and he got Pamela Anderson still in his trouser.
Have you seen the video of the Hoff eating his burger, by the way? Have you seen it? Anyway, look it up on YouTube or whatever they do. Alright, Jonathan Brown. Here you go. Very interesting one, Jonathan Brown.
Yes, I've written him as a must-have, really, because fit... body, strong body. I think Melbourne round one, there is every chance that Jonathan could score 200.
Could blow the top of the paint tin, couldn't he?
If you do not have him, you will be behind the field.
You'll get him at 397,900. Even if he lasts you 5 games, he'll be a beauty. I'm locking him in. Look, I've got to say, he reminds me a lot of myself at the same age, boys.
People look like you.
Well, look, people gravitate to him. He's a developer of young men. He's a leader. You'd equally want to talk footy with him as have a beer with the men, you know? Probably when he's my age, you could probably look forward to equal success with the ladies, as I'm enjoying.
Why do you not have a lady at the moment? I mean, why is it that such a ladies' man, Goliath of the trouser is single at the moment.
Yeah, I was a married man for some years. Anyway, she gave me the ultimatum one day. It's a super coach or me. 12 seconds later as she was packing her things. Funny, you know, she said something which makes me think about her. She called me something which...
You call her cash cow.
Oh, well, I won't go there. Narrell's probably listening. But she called me something that reminds me of Carmichael Hunt, the old K Hunt. Which also gets me thinking, actually, while we're on the topic. Israel Folau, Carmichael Hunt, big paralytics between those two, between last year and this year.
I am actually drawing parallels Jock with Buddy Franklin.
Oh, okay.
A natural athlete who could potentially revolutionise our game.
Well, that's a big call. Well, I'm just wondering, Israel, is he another Carmichael Hunt? Is he a Kay Hunt?
No. No. I expect game time. I expect far too much risk and inconsistency for you to consider.
Yeah.
Israel. Okay. Falafel. That was my joke then.
That's very good. I liked it.
Nice one, Higgon.
All right, sorry, I drifted off the track there, but that's why. Narelle gave me the ultimatum and I took super coach, and now I'm a single man. Narelle, if you're out there, if you want to come over somewhere to sleep, door's always open. All right, Matthew Bate, the demon, has had a rough trot of late, but he's in there at that 294 tempting price range.
Rumour is he failed to show at training, Jock.
Yeah, I've looked into it, and I think it's got to do with his Lebanese heritage. They've got a cultural sort of day where...
Jock, I think you'll find he's Egyptian.
Ah, he's Lebanese, mate. Have a look at the...
Silence! He from the Congo.
Congo?
Yeah, you're not Congo. They have special Congo Day.
I'm pretty bloody sure he's Lebanese.
Congonese your new year, where they throw watermelon everywhere.
Oh, come on, let's... Hey, Jace, can you just pump... Have a look. Matthew Bate. Yeah, pump it into the Google, and let's see where's he from. Congo.
Yeah, see, a crouching one, no.
Okay. Well, it seems Matthew Bate is from the Congo, but... I think he has been training up a storm, and he's having a hell of a pre-season, and at that price, this kid, I'm telling you what, he doesn't look like much of a footy player. But gee, he is a real footy player. He's a good egg. Don't worry about him.
Yes. His successes will rely on a successful Melbourne.
Gary Rowan down at Sydney, 239 grand. Ready for breakout?
Third year breakout specialist.
I think he's from Lebanon as well, isn't he?
No.
He from Congo.
Jace, Gary Rowan. Gary Rowan. Yeah, Congo. From the Congo as well. Wonder if he showed up at training the other day.
Forget his origin. The word around town is that he is flying. He has been sourced a few times in the pre-season as making a major impact this year at Sydney.
Yeah, there's been big raps on Gary Rowan. Should be a star of the future.
Jock, all this talk player... You forget talk strategy.
Strategy is important, Telga, and you are the strategy genius.
Before you pick all these mid-price player, you must fully understand strategy.
Mm.
I talk fixed variable.
Yeah, yeah.
I talk paint the fence, wax the car... A sandy floor.
Crouching Tiger, strategy genius.
Now I add to this special dim sim approach to your team.
The South Melbourne approach, is it?
Yes, this right. Mm. I come from Payanma.
Mm.
We only have one type dim sim. You know what it is. Every time same dim sim.
Yeah. Fried or steamed or fried?
Silent. When I come this country... I love this country very much. When I come to this country, I know sometime you get little dim sim on stick.
Mm.
Sometime you get big dim sim that say homemade or market dim sim.
It's true. You're right, mate.
And they also have Payanmanese dim sim, which is normal dim sim.
Mm.
About size of jog prominence.
Just a few. Oh, okay.
So... This same super coach. You have three type player.
Yeah.
You have the rookie, which like little dim sim on stick.
Yeah.
They don't last long. They don't fill you up. Sometime before you even eat them, they fall off the stick. Sometime you get them and they taste shit. Because they're small.
Well, they don't get a game, do they? Sometimes the coach says, you're rubbish, go away and toil away at the bloody...
This mini rookie, Dim Sim.
Yeah.
He's not good, by. They're cheap and you're not sure.
Brilliant. I love this, yeah.
Now, the normal dim sim, you know, they're same every time.
What, the marathon?
Yeah, buy big bag, put in freezer. You know, when hungry, you put them in microwave for maybe 3 minutes.
Stink the joint out, but bloody, they go down the tree.
Oh, I like this very much. This not as risky.
Bit of GSM in them, but that's... Yeah.
They last long time. They not cost too much. And then you have the special dim sim.
Yeah.
This like bigger, round, fatter.
South Melbourne.
They have, they're special. Sometimes you have to queue up for them. But this is the premium player. You can't fill your bag with premium dim sim. You will not have enough money. You can't fill your bag with dim sim on stick. This is crazy. And you can't fill bag with normal type medium dim sim. You need very clever mix bag. Mix bag dim sim. This is how your team get player success.
Can't have 10 small dimmies.
I not think number.
Yeah. I think.
I think food. I think dim sim, spring roll, special fly lice. I like these things.
Yeah.
I understand these things.
Magnificent. Magnificent. Thank you, Crouching. Listen, make sure you check the site. We've got articles going up very regularly now. Also, read the full article that we've discussed today, where there's other players that we haven't talked, such as Monfries, Broken Leg Barlow, Lenny Hayes, Hamish McIntosh, Fasolo and Co. Otherwise, you can listen to us at the same time next week. Big week, opening week, and we'll be leading into the NAB Cup. Hope you can drop in next week. I'm Jock Reynolds. Cheerio.